This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another episode of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z. I'm Matt Fonslow, and it'd be so much easier if we just stole this money. That and more after a word from our sponsors, Pico Technology, Autel, and Independent Wrench Jobs. Are you chasing elusive automotive problems? Pico Technology empowers you to see what's really happening. Pinpoint faults in sensors, wiring, and components with unmatched accuracy. Picoscope oscilloscopes transform your diagnostic capabilities. Visit PicoAuto.com, that's PicoAuto.com, and revolutionize your diagnostics today. Autel delivers award-winning automotive diagnostic tools trusted by technicians across North America. Backed by Autel North America experts in sales, training, and technical support. From drivability diagnostics and TPMS service to ADAS and advanced safety systems, Autel helps technicians follow OEM procedures and repair with confidence. Learn more at Autel.com. Sponsored by Independent Wrench Jobs, tech-only jobs, no runaround. Built by Technician Find, helping tech since 2017. Join free at independentwrenchjobs.com. I want to kind of go back to vision again, maybe next year, but for a topic. I was sitting in the lobby, big surprise, and overheard some ESOs. And if you don't know what an ESO is, that is known as an evil shop owner. The term was coined on IATN. I don't even want to say how long ago. I mean, I can lie and just say like a couple years ago and a few years ago, that vague enough. It's probably decades. I mean, God, I don't even 20 years or better. I wish I could say I know who really came up with it. I thought it was Tim Taylor and not, of course, the character from Home Improvement. He's a shop owner, South Carolina. Terrific person and shop owner. Really is. I'm pretty sure I've seen him credited for it, but it could be someone else. And if it is, I really, really apologize. I don't know who to give credit to, but it was used all the time. Even if the shop owners weren't necessarily evil, even though they all are. Just kidding. They're not. Most of them. Okay, kid again. Lame jokes. That's what I got. Anyways, overheard a couple of shop owners just talking about, you know, just stuff. Shop's busy, not busy. Most of them, you know, are down, at least with car counts. I'm not so sure about profits. Not that that is important to this topic. But one of them had said something about, you know, he had started to kind of wind down at the shop, meaning I don't think he was gearing up for retirement. Maybe a ways away he is, but really just trying to be home at a certain time and taking vacations and spending more family time, more time with the kids. I don't remember hearing him say anything about grandkids, and I don't think he's old enough. I mean, what does that even mean? But he didn't seem really old enough to have grandkids, and the other shop owner is nodding his head emphatically, like, hey, you got to make time for the kids. It's so important. Got to make time for the family. Family time is so important. Going to games, going to recitals, all the things. And me being me immediately starts creating, drudging up, working up, lining up the argument. And I didn't say anything to them, but I was just kind of lost in thought for a while. Part of it was, must be rough. And me saying that's pretty hypocritical, to be quite honest. Me personally, that's really hypocritical. I work for a shop that does greatly value family time and does not want anyone missing those times. I guess I'm not sure if I'm really trying to say one is so much better than the other. You know what I mean? Like, if you would go back through the catalog, and not that re-listening to episodes is just a terrific, tremendous use of your time, but I believe on my podcast and probably on a couple of others with Robert, or better known or referred to as Dutch Silverstein, him and I have talked about our parents. Like, back in the day, for your dad, your father, to show you how much he loved you and loved his family, he spent more time away. Work. He was at work providing. Absolutely the same could be said of women too. Now, you know, that would be one way to demonstrate how much you care is sacrificing your most valuable asset to provide and hopefully make their time either maybe sacrificing a certain level of quality of life, if you will. You know, if we're spreading that term a little bit wide, that yes, you have food on the table. Yes, you have good clothes, quality clothes, whatever that means, if that means new or just nice clothes and everything you need for school and just all the necessities are covered, right? Starting to help you with Maslow's pyramid or the hierarchy, right? Get that base and then start helping with the next step, right? The next level. That is a way of showing, right? But then there is the other quality where maybe they don't have as much. Maybe they don't get all the new things. Maybe they don't get the fancy name brand foods or cereals or, you know, whatever. Work harder to spread those dollars. And some of us have to do that now anyways, right? The cost of living's gone up. Cost of food, specifically like necessities, have gone up. So some are doing that anyways. But, you know, the other side of that is giving up certain comfort, certain material items in favor of time. Time at home, time at games, not missing those, I hate to call them special times, but, you know, events, not missing events. Just listening to these two talk about it and how important it is. And you know what? For all I know, their employees are urged to go to every single event, or most of them, or a lot of them. And things are worked out in such a way that they could make that happen. I don't know if it's true. It could be. I hope it is. I do. I also know a lot of people, not just in the auto repair industry, but that's who I want to focus on, right? A lot of them, you have two choices. Well, I guess three. Don't go. Second one, you can go, but you're using up your paid time off or your PTO, the accrued personal time off. And then the other is, and then usually this is sold as a big benefit, is for certain qualifying events or with approval, you can miss work and not get paid. So it doesn't hit your PTO, but you also don't get paid. I feel like I'm compassionate to both sides, really. Employees have to be at work to work, make money, to build profit for the shop to be able to pay bills, pay employees, take care of them, all of the things. That's where the money comes from. I get it. If you're not there and you're not producing, now the shop's losing money. Yeah, I get it. On the flip side, you have an employee who may now be looking at management going, why would I want to work for? Not just so much you. Why would I want to work for you? Why would I want to work for anybody? And on top of that, more and more companies, and they're in the industries or professions lend themselves much, much, much better to flex time. I don't know how you would do flex time in a repair shop, but without jumping around too much, there are companies out there, and I think growing, where you have deadlines. So if Sherry Hamilton's listening to this and heard me say deadline, the jig's up. Now she knows I know what that means. Maybe this podcast is a bad idea. Oops. Strategic error. Anyways, you have whatever tasks that need to be done by the end of the day, by the end of the week, by the end of the month, whatever that deadline is, whatever that word means. Okay. You got me, guys? Thanks. They don't care. The company doesn't care if you show up at 10 in the morning, work till 1, leave for 5 hours, come back, you know, at 6, 7 p.m. 6, 7. Hopefully nobody smashed their phone when I said that. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Anyways, they come back, work until they get it done. As long as the work's done, you're good to go. And you have a lot of time or flexibility to not miss events, to do what you need to do. And I don't know how we could pull that off. Like, it's just some of the bigger jobs, maybe. We have this 12-hour engine or 12-hour timing chain set. It needs to be done by the afternoon of Wednesday. I don't care when you get it done. The parts are all here, all that. It'd be hard to sustain, but maybe that works. But how about all the other jobs or all the other services? You got waiter, people waiting. And then I guess, yeah, we go in after hours on a really tough diagnostic. And I guess theoretically, I don't get paid for that. Some people, maybe there's some situations where you have keys to the shop and that car is bugging you, or you just needed a break from it and you want to come back where you're not going to be bothered. So you come back at 9 o'clock at night, you're allowed to punch in, whatever. Maybe that, but that's not necessarily flex time. Not the true nature of it. It's probably relatively unreasonable. And then that's just for the mechanical and technical specialists. What about service advisors? How can they really flex time, or customer service representatives? That's rough. So it doesn't really lend itself well to that. Electric and hybrid vehicles are here, and with them, a new era of diagnostics. Don't get left behind. Pico Technologies EV diagnostic kits are your all-in-one solution to safely and efficiently service any electric or hybrid vehicle. From comprehensive high-voltage system analysis and installation testing to guided step-by-step procedures, Pico puts the power of confident repairs right at your fingertips. Future-proof your shop, boost your efficiency, and become the go-to expert for the next generation of cars. Visit PicoAuto.com today. That's PicoAuto.com. This episode of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z is brought to you by Autel. Autel is a global developer and manufacturer of award-winning professional automotive diagnostic tools and service equipment, trusted by technicians, educators, and shop owners across North America. With diagnostics at their core, Autel's real-world solutions support repair workflows ranging from full-system vehicle diagnostics to servicing the most advanced automotive technologies. What sets Autel North America apart is the team behind the tools. Dedicated experts across sales, training, and technical support, each bringing deep, hands-on experience supporting professional technicians. When questions arise, you're working with people who understand the vehicles, the procedures, and the real-world demands of modern repair. Whether diagnosing complex drivability concerns, servicing TPMS systems, validating repairs, or working with ADOS and advanced safety technologies, Autel tools are engineered to support accurate, efficient repairs in strict accordance with OEM procedures and standards. To learn more about Autel and their diagnostic solutions, visit autel.com, AUTEL.com. Ever feel like you've got to play politics just to get fed? One guy gets the gravy, you get the garbage, and then the ad says, great culture. Independent Wrench Jobs is a new tech-only community to help you find better independent shops, fair dispatch, steady work, real leadership, no games. Start with the free salary survey for your city, shop-by-shop pay, perks, and benefits before you waste another interview. And if you're applying now, use Autotech Resume Pro to generate a resume and shop-specific cover letter in about 2 minutes. Built by Technician Find, serving the industry since 2017. Join free at independentwrenchjobs.com. So it's really back to scheduling. Now we're building in almost like FLT, where you have, I guess, part of personal time off, right? But now instead of, I don't even know what the gold standard is, to be quite honest. I think it used to be like 2 weeks. I hear more and more about people at 3 weeks, and then some 4 weeks. But are we talking about now working towards the 5 and 6 weeks? It might not be unreasonable. The reason I say that is, you know, Minnesota has enacted, I don't even want to call it, but basically essentially a benefit where we do pay in certain events, mainly like child, you know, birth of children and paternity leave, stuff like that, or certain caretaking type things. You can request extended time off, and then you are paid essentially by the state, and your job has to be kept, right? That's not really what I have in mind, right? Or that's not really what we're talking about. We're not talking about like an extended leave. We're talking about being able to take off a few hours early, or a few hours in the middle of the day, or the rest of a day off, right? You know, the kids' concerts at, I don't know, 3 p.m., 5 p.m. They don't necessarily do the concerts like they used to when I was a kid, where they were all at 7 o'clock at night, I think 7:30. They don't really do that, at least around us. And that's fine. I understand why. I get it. It just, if you work till 5 or 6, it becomes a bit of a problem. So all that being said, for whatever reason, agree with it or disagree with the timing of these events, concerts, recitals, stuff like that, games, especially if they're young, their games aren't at night, that we build in time. I mean, honestly, it's whatever. It's your time to do with what you please, right? If you don't have kids, do you get punished? I don't know. Probably not. But do we build in time to make that more reasonable, that they can keep that 1 or really 2 weeks as best they can for the vacation, if they can do it, and they still have time to go do the family event things? Some of you are probably saying, like, well, you could do that with 3 weeks, and I'm not arguing that. Maybe they, have the ability to take the 1 or 2 week vacation. And then it's crazy when you have kids, how you can chew up time, miss a few days because you're sick. And I don't know about you guys lately, but some of the sicknesses that have been going around, maybe another version, if you will, of COVID or whatever, it doesn't matter, that evolution of it, that it goes through the house. Like, it starts out with somebody at work or one of their friends is sick, and then you find out their friends or siblings are sick, and then the parents are sick, and then it's in your house, and it just goes through the course. So if you're missing a day or two of work because the kid is sick, and then you miss a couple days because you're sick, and boom, 4 days, just like that, boom. Is it the business's fault? Is it the business's problem? Well, it's kind of the business's problem to a degree, but I guess the reason I find this important to think about, and I think that's what really needs to happen, is those in management need to be thinking about this. Those who are working or employed need to bring this up in a meeting, because it's not unreasonable. But how does that happen? What do we got to do to make that happen? What do we got to do to build in an extra amount of time? And maybe, again, it's your time to do with what you please. But if the business, the shop, is trying to enable you to be able to spend that time, I think that's extremely important. Why? Because what message is sent? If you own a business and are a manager and there's perks available to you that aren't available to the employees, which some are absolutely, expected. It's your business. They work for you. You're the one on the hook if things go really south. It's your risk, and the risk is probably far greater than most would be willing to put out there. So, like, there is well-deserved perks for ownership and anyone with risk involved. There is. I'm not debating that. But where's the line form where you are reaping the rewards of the risk versus sending a message to anyone employed, not just at your place, anywhere, like just ownership in general? When is the message unwittingly or for lack of concern communicated that if you want this type of freedom, financial, time, whatever, you need to own your own place? I think that's a problem. I just do. And I know there will always be people who are unwilling to risk, but more now, more than ever, you have 2 working adults in a household. If that other one has, honestly, the medical insurance, and they make okay money, and this mechanical specialist, technical specialist has a fair bit of tools, what's the big holdup from hanging a shingle up for another garage and just starting to do more and more work at home to build it up to start their own thing? Say that with some pain, because that's kind of the American way, right? I get that. But also, why? I also don't see the logic. From like a purely economics, and really we're getting into behavioral game theory again, that you're in a negative sum game where your gain is at the detriment of others. And if it's extreme enough, you've now created a situation where A, they may just not want to work for you. B, if they find out that not just this ownership functions this way, thinks this way, acts this way, that many others are, then they may just go start their own thing. And you've now created a competitor. And if you're really good at growing markets and growing, you know, expanding the pie for all, that's maybe not so bad, especially if they're pretty good. Maybe that helps you. You know, sucks to lose somebody good for the shop directly, but having a worthy competitor that you can challenge and not necessarily run out of business. I'm not talking about zero-sum games. I'm just talking about working with someone else to help keep expanding the market and moving the bar up. It's not necessarily bad long-term. It's long-term good. Short-term pain, long-term good. But I don't know. It just doesn't quite sit well with me. Like, making employment, being employed, should have some attraction to it. The big one is the minimal risk. But after that, then what? You know what I mean? So we're already talking about what we have to do to pay, right? The compensation has to go up. And I think it has been. I think it has. I think that's backed up by studies. You got to be careful how you use the word study. But research done by like independent wrench jobs. And I think even like the glass doors are starting to show progress, especially when they start dividing up levels, if you will. And levels is dangerous. But more master techs, when you separate out the apprentice levels, then there's wages or, you know, compensation looks much better. Where before we'd just mix them all together and it'd look, you know, low. It's just skewed low. It wasn't accurate. It's still probably not where it needs to be as a whole in an average, but it's happening. Hands have been forced. I'm wondering if this is yet another one of those things that we're going to have to force ourselves to get in and to think about deeply and start strategizing. And honestly, I think, like, I wish I just had this answer, like, oh yeah, raise labor rates, work on your parts matrix and get that margin up. And I don't know, bump up shop supplies and then you can fund this. Maybe. But I think it's more important to just sit down and have the conversation with the team. Everybody sit down. Talk about it and finding a good medium where everybody's not happy. That's probably the best, right? If ownership's not happy, the employees aren't happy, then you're probably about where you need to be. I mean, I suppose you could shoot for everyone being happy. If that works, that's great. I hope that works. I don't mean that sarcastically. That, of course, should be the goal. But if you just can't get there where everybody's aren't happy, no one's happy, then That's probably about where it needs to be. If some people are happy and others aren't, then maybe you're not where you need to be. I do have concerns about that, where if car counts are dropping because multiple reasons, I don't know that you want more bays. It seems to me like there's a good long-term strategy in making it attractive or just equitable for shop or employees to be employed somewhere, to be employees and not owners. That yes, ownership does have its perks for sure. But there's real people understand what's at stake because of it. I've said, I think many times, most of the shops I know, like the overwhelming number of them, it is not like the shop owner has the big, beautiful house on the gated neighborhood or even a really, really nice neighborhood with the daily drivers of whatever upscale SUVs and a couple of toys vehicles, you know, the convertible for the weekend and some whatever hot rod, you know, that they had when they were a kid and restored, and then the cabin and the boat and the side by side. Like, I just don't know that many that have that. The ones that I do usually have multiple shops, and from what I know, also take pretty darn good care of their teams. Like, they do okay. My suspicion is, and I can think of like one off the cuff. Okay, two. That time for that stuff is not a problem. It just, I guess I think I'm trying to make the argument that such a discussion should be brought up, that maybe not looking to leverage it against them, but you have a group. What that when they're talking to each other, and they need to, right? They need to be, shop owners need to be able to talk to other shop owners and managers about ownership and management things. Too often the occurrence is really kind of have an echo chamber formed. And if you could get a technical mechanical specialist service advisor in there to toss in their two cents from their perspective, and it's got to be real. It can't be exaggerated or anything for the sake of argument. It's got to be legit concerns that it's worthy of having such a discussion. Because I know there are people out there that have worked for the shops for a decade or more, and they have 2 weeks vacation. I think we're going to need to do better. I'm sure at some point everybody's like, more is better, right? I had like 11 months vacation. And if I get a few sick days there, I can probably get my work days down to one. But from the employee perspective, we have to also be very, very aware that the only way the place makes money is when we're there working and being productive. Like, that has to happen. We have to understand that. And that's where this conversation can revolve around, is how can we do all of these things? And it's not just limited to time off. It's whatever shop improvements. It's all the same thing. What can we do together to make this happen? That's all mutually beneficial. So I spent a lot of time talking about working towards something mutually beneficial, starting out with just family leave time, or family time leave, however you want to say it, PTO. And really, it is everything. Kind of like almost everything, right? Just becomes everything, anything. That's all I'll leave you. Hope you got a kick out of that or see what I'm trying to say. And hopefully just spark some conversations, respectful conversations, civil discourse amongst adults who just be honest, be open to both sides, be open to the contrary, if you will. Thank you very, very much for listening. If you have ideas for the podcast, or evidently ideas of what my Rushmore's topic should be, please don't hesitate to send me an email at mattfonzelpodcast@gmail.com. One of these episodes, I'm going to have to do it again. And there is one that's got me a little nervous, but I'll do it anyways, because I mean, I outed myself about knowing what deadline meant. So that's how much sense I have. Anyways, thanks again for listening. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Autel, Pico Technology, and Independent Wrench Jobs. Thank you to the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Even Tracy, who did a keynote at TST. I didn't hear it, and I have to take everyone else's word for it that it was really good. I'm sure it was. She worked very, very hard on it, which everyone should know anyways from episode talking about her communications class with Sarah Frazier. They worked extremely hard on it. Anyways, congratulations to Tracy for that, getting through that and not passing out on stage or afterwards. Good for her. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, take care.
You've been listening to Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z with Matt Fonslow on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want Matt to cover a specific topic? Check the show notes for his email. Your input matters.